Moncrief on News Talk.
It might not seem like a wonderfully spontaneous gesture, but some couples are finding that their love life has been reignited or just ignited by preparing a list, what's called an intimacy menu. The sex educator Jenny Keane is here to tell us if a wine list comes with it. Good afternoon, Jenny.
How are you doing?
Not too bad. So, is it like you do a list and you stick it up on the bedroom wall kind of thing and put ticks beside it, or how does it work?
Yeah, I mean the whole idea behind an intimacy list is like creating a menu. So it's a really low pressure way for couples to explore intimacy and pleasure and connection. And, you know, this is like in kind of, instead of assuming what your partner wants, you both get to see the options clearly. And, you know, it can include things that you already love. It can include things that you're curious about or you might want to explore, different modes and types of intimacy as well. And it kind of just helps couples move away from the routine and, you know, the kind of mind reading and the performance pressure that can often come with particularly people who are in long-term relationships. You know, if sex becomes, you know, a little bit monotonous or the same thing, or you know what's happening all the time. And also couples who find that maybe they've gone through some kind of, you know, life transitions, whether that's you've just had babies or maybe, you know, menopause has changed your experience of what sex feels like. This is a really good way of exploring in a way that kind of takes the pressure off and puts the fun back into it.
Okay. So, I mean, would the couple sit down and he has a list of things he likes to do and she has a list of things he likes to do?
Well, you know, this is actually where I think, I created a list called the Yes, No, Maybe list. And this is because I think when you sit down, sometimes it can be hard to even think of, like, well, what do we even put on this list? So I basically created a list for couples to use. They download that list and then they basically go through the items and they tick yes, no, or maybe against it. And then eventually, once you kind of finish this, I mean, you don't have to do it all in one sitting. I've put a lot of things on the list, but you then pick out your top three yeses, you know, so each person ticks out their top three yeses. And then it's kind of like creating a plan essentially for the future, you know, about like, you know, we can explore this month and this next month and whatnot. And so you're kind of that's how it would work. And so it means that, you know, you're also you know, saying what you definitely don't want to do as well, which is I think a good way of understanding things, you know, within a couple, you know, what it is you want and what it is you don't want.
Yeah. So but I assume though that like couples might want different things. And so
absolutely,
there might be a wee bit, and you know, how do they negotiate that? Because his top three might be three, not in your Nellies for her.
Well, I think the thing about it is that, you know, you're finding the commons, the places that are common, you know, kind of interests. So maybe there are things you've already done, or maybe there are things that you would like to explore. And I mean, like, maybe I think it's so important that couples make it easy for themselves, right? Like, they're not trying to cause conflict by doing something like this. This is about creating connection and enhancing connection and enhancing intimacy. So this is like, you know, starting easy, you know, so that, you know, those things can happen. So, you know, the idea of stepping into exploration when you've been in a long-term relationship can be a big step for couples in and of the first place, because it can be, you know, think about it, you're stepping outside what's normal for you. So there can be a lot of like worries or concerns, or, you know, is this going to be good, or what happens if it's bad, and what does this mean about us and our relationship? So it's basically, how do we make this as simple as possible? So you pick three things that you both have on your yes list, and that's where you go, you know. And it's really interesting, right? Because if you say, for example, like, let's say, for example, you know, adding a sex toy into an intimate experience is something that you both have on your yes list. This then starts to kind of facilitate even more conversations. And it's like, well, what type of sex toy do we want to put into that, into this? Do we want to try something that's just for you? Do we want to try something that we can use together? Is there a type of pleasurable experience that we've never experienced before? Is it less of a toy and more of a pleasure product like aphrodisiac chocolates or a couple's massage candle? You know, do we need to learn erotic massage? So this kind of like follows, you know, into like a much broader thing. And what's really interesting interesting is that we know from research that novelty is the key ingredient when it comes to long-term couples feeling sexually satisfied within their relationship. And that's about, you know, doing really small things that spices it up in small, simple ways. You know, it doesn't have to be the big gestures, you know, get the whips and the chains out. You know, it can be something really, really small and very easy to do, you know, changing a position, or, you know, even, you know, taking penetration off the table altogether and just kind of having a makeout session. You know, this is the kind of thing that can make it easy for people.
Okay. And would you also, on top, you know, once they've come to some sort of agreement, is there a schedule then? Or can you, you know, I don't know, say, text them and say, I feel like doing it in the shower tonight, kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's where it gets, you know, it can be interesting for couples to explore. One thing that I will say is that sometimes there's a bit of a stigma attached to making plans, particularly around sex, because we kind of think that when we pair pair planning and organisation with sex, it takes the kind of spontaneity out of it. But actually, again, from research, we know that couples who prioritise sex and make sex a priority actually also have more sexual satisfaction as well. And part of that does look like planning it, like putting it in the diary. And I think this is really important because, you know, if we look at how busy our lives are, I think sometimes if we're not prioritizing or putting something in the diary, it's very easy to let, you know, a week, 2 weeks, a month slip by, and then we've gone nowhere with it. Whereas if we say, right, 2 weeks time, we're getting a babysitter, we're going to get a hotel or whatever it is it looks like, and this is what we're going to do, you know, on that night, what it actually does is it's interesting because it will add anticipation into that moment. So it's not just like you're putting in the diary and forgetting about it, right? You're putting in the diary and saying, right, but what do we want to explore? Like, how are we going to do that? You know, is it a case that, like, you know, let's be mysterious about it, I'll make the plan and then, you know, I'll bring the toy or I'll bring the whatever it is, you know, we need to bring so that you don't know what's going on. You
God,
know,
they're bringing a lot of bags for one night, aren't they?
I don't think you do. I mean, you can get very small toys these days that are very powerful. So you don't need to bring too much. You can put some of the stuff in your pocket, you know.
And the people you've worked with, Jenny, I mean, have you ever run up against, I don't know, I just want to do it the ordinary way kind of thing. And you know, to coax them, you know, out of that comfort zone, can that be difficult?
Do you know, I think it's really important to let people be where they are when it comes to sexual exploration. So if people are feeling like, do you know what, I'm not really feeling like I'm in kind of like I'm in a place where I can move into discovery or I can move into exploration, I just want to know what's coming. Again, like making a plan is actually really nice around that. And, you know, there's this kind of fine balance as well, because it's only when you start to kind of dip your toe in the water of these things that you actually recognize, is this something that I like or is it something that I don't like? And you kind of have to go into that territory in order to discover, you know, new things and new frontiers. So yeah, absolutely, there are people who are like, you know what, I just want to have my regular routine. We do it the same way every single week, and that's fine. And if that's not a problem for people, the two people who are in that relationship, then that's great. It's only when people start saying, do you know what, I think I need a little bit more here, or I think I need to try something different, that's when, you know, you can start to employ things like this, like the intimacy menu or the yes, no, maybe list, to kind of help you along that way, you know. But if you're happy with what's happening, if you're satisfied with what you're doing in your sex life, and if you're having sex once a month or if you're having sex once a year and you're satisfied with that, then there's nothing that you need to do to change it, you know. So I think this is where it can be relieving for people. I always say, you know, we know that sexual satisfaction dramatically increases relational satisfaction, but relational satisfaction doesn't depend on sexual satisfaction. And that's because people can have different values and different priorities when it comes to their relationship. And for, you know, for a certain moment in time in a couple's life, sex might not be the priority. It might be something else, and that's okay, you know. So I think it's really just looking at your, and this is where sex is so personal, pleasure is so personal. So it's really about, how can I find tools, framework, systems that really work for me, you know?
Yeah. Just the simple act of talking to people about it, does that help? In your experience, they said we didn't even have to bother buying a toy. God, once we'd had a conversation about it, we were mad for it.
And this is it, you know, I always, they say like, you know, communication is lubrication. So, you know, sometimes I would even say like where it's, you know, asking questions, really simple questions is a really nice way to kind of spark interest or spark desire or spark urges that you might not have felt for a very long time. And like sometimes that could be around, I'm a really big believer in like sexually reminiscing. So, you know, asking your partner like to describe, you know, the first kiss that we had, you know, or and to do it in detail, right? So it's not just like, oh yeah, that happened, right? So but to put a bit of detail in it, or to describe, you know, the favorite memory that you've had of us, you know, or something that I do that turns you on. Asking these really simple questions kind of helps to put couples in that state of mind where they are erotically connected as well. And so yeah, that can be enough to get it going, you know.
Yeah, well, because I can tell you, Jenny, that one of our listeners, at least, it's doing the trick for him or her. They've texted in to say, Jesus, I'm mowing silage. Between the vibrations of the tractor and your one talking, I'm going to have to go home early.
Well, it is Friday.
It is Friday, so fair dues.
Give yourself permission to do that.
Jenny, thanks a million as ever. That was the sex educator, Jenny Keane there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.